Dude, this new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM, total winner, winner, chicken breakfast.
Chicken breakfast? Come on, I think you mean chicken dinner, bro.
Nah, brother. Crispy bacon, fluffy eggs, juicy chicken, and a buttery biscuit? That's the perfect breakfast.
All right, let me try it. Okay, yeah. Totally winner, winner, chicken breakfast. I'm gonna have to keep this right here.
Hey. Make sure every breakfast is a winner with the delicious new bacon, egg, and chicken biscuit from AMPM. AMPM, too much good stuff.
Hey everybody, it's your girl, Taylor Reed here, back with another dose of daily stoic wisdom. Ever wake up feeling like you're already battling an uphill climb? Light negativity just seems to cling to you like, well, bad cologne. You know that feeling, right? We've all been there. But guess what? That inner critic? It doesn't have to rule your life. Today we're diving into the power of shifting those negative thoughts and cultivating a more positive mindset. Because let's be honest, who wouldn't want a little more sunshine in the day? Now, stoicism isn't about being some Pollyanna robot who pretends everything is always rainbows and unicorns. It's about acknowledging life's ups and downs, but choosing how we react to them. Think of it like this. You can choose to let those negative thoughts rain on your parade, or you can grab an umbrella and say, "Hey negativity, thanks for dropping by, but I've got plans." So how do we actually pull this off? How do we swap out those grumpy gremlins in our heads with some positive powerhouses? Let's break it down. First up, awareness. Seriously, become a detective of your own thoughts. When you catch yourself spiraling into negativity, pause. Don't just let those thoughts roll over you like an unicycle on ice. Recognize them, label them, okay, there's that old fear monster again, or ah yes, the self-doubt gremlin is back with its usual drama. Naming it can actually weaken its grip. Second, challenge those negative thoughts. You know, like they're a contestant on The Bachelor vying for your attention. Would you date someone who constantly puts themselves down or criticizes everything? Probably not, right? Treat yourself with the same kindness and respect. Ask yourself, is this thought really true? What evidence do I have to support it? Often, those negative thoughts are just flimsy illusions, like a cheap Halloween costume. Third, focus on what you can control. You've heard it before, control your attitude, not your circumstances. Easier said than done, right? Well, think of it this way. You can choose how to react to situations, even the stinky ones. A stoic wouldn't say, oh well, another day, another pile of drama. They'd say, okay, what can I learn from this? What action can I take to navigate this situation with grace and resilience? Fourth, practice gratitude. This is a game changer, people. Seriously, make time every day to appreciate the good stuff, big or small. That delicious cup of coffee? A sunny morning walk? The laughter of your loved ones? These things matter. When you focus on what you have, instead of what you lack, you shift your entire perspective. And finally, remember that it's a journey, not a destination. Some days will be easier than others. You're human. But by consistently practicing these techniques, you'll build that positive mindset muscle. Think of it like weightlifting for your brain. The more you do it, the stronger you get. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. It's Monday morning. Your alarm goes off at 6 a.m. Ugh. You spilled coffee on yourself, classic, and your boss just dumped the ton of work on your plate before you've even had your first cup of tea, seriously. Negative thoughts are swirling like a hurricane in your mind, right? But hold on. Remember those stoic secrets we talked about. You pause, take a deep breath, and say, okay, this is just a temporary bump in the road, I can handle it. Then you challenge those negative thoughts, am I really going to let a spilled coffee ruin my whole day? And maybe I'll even learn something new from this challenging task. You focus on what you can control, your attitude, your effort, your ability to break down that workload into manageable chunks. And you end the day feeling empowered, not defeated. So there you have it, folks, a daily dose of stoic wisdom for navigating those negative thoughts and cultivating a more positive mindset. Remember, you've got this. Take these insights, put them into action, and watch your world transform. Now, I want to hear from you. What's your go-to strategy for battling negativity? Share your tips in the comments below or tag me on social media. Let's keep this conversation going and inspire each other to live more fulfilling lives. Until next time, stay strong, stay positive, and remember you are capable of amazing things.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.